years, and I'd like to welcome some students we have here this morning in our committee room from the Santiam Christian School. Welcome. Spending the whole day here in the Capitol. Nice to get out of school one day, right?
Well, some days I'd rather take school than be here.
I'd much rather be in school.
Okay, I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 2063, and Janet, can you catch us back up to what the bill is?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 2063 was a bill you had a hearing on January 19th, and it was one of the Insurance Pool Governing Board bills, and it clarifies terminology in the Family Health Insurance Assistant Program, the FHIAP statutes, by deleting obsolete references to a medical savings account that no longer is in existence. And there's also another small change, changing the term applicant to bidder when referring to a company that's applying for a third-party contract. Mr. Chair, there's also statutory references that are changed in some kind of cleanup that Legislative Council did in this bill.
Okay, thank you, Janet. The Chair would entertain a motion.
Well, I'll make a motion.
Representative Esquivel.
Do we still have the open? Are we still open?
We can have a discussion after the motion. Yeah,
we'll just... And I'll move that we move this forward to the House floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Esquivel moves House Bill 2063 be sent to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? No discussion. All right. Thank you. Katie, can you call the roll then, please?
Representative
Esquivel.
Yay. Representative Gilman.
Yes.
Representative Colby.
Aye.
Representative Kitts.
Excuse.
Representative Schaffler.
Aye.
Representative Shields.
Aye.
Chair
Brown. Aye. Motion carries. Can we put this on the consent calendar with one absent? Excuse me.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd entertain a motion to place it on the consent calendar.
We'll so moved, sir.
Representative Esquivel moves that we place House Bill 2063 on the consent calendar. Is there any objection? Hearing none. So done. We'll open a work session on House Bill 2064. Janet, please, again.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 2064 does have a substantive change in it in allowing the applicants for the FHIAP program, the same program that was the topic of the previous bill, to include dependent elderly relatives and dependent disabled adult children that are living in the home as part of the family when the family is applying for benefit subsidy. The program was reviewed for you when you heard this bill on the 19th. The bill also clarifies which income and investments are counted for purposes of determining a family's financial eligibility. What's new this morning, we just picked up from Legislative Fiscal, is the fiscal impact statement. It goes through what the additional families that they think would meet the additional eligibility criteria that would not have met the criteria in current wording. And in the bottom paragraph, it talks about what percentage of those funds would be federal and what would be state. To get move clear to the last paragraph on the back second page, while acknowledging the increase in the number of eligible families, the agency and Legislative Fiscal Office concur that the impact of this bill on expenditures is neutral because the Insurance Pool Governing Board currently operates under no statutory requirement to serve all eligible families. And Mr. Chair, Rocky King is here if you have any questions either about the bill or reminder about anything in the program or the fiscal impact statement. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Janet. Do I have a motion? Representative Esquivel.
Mr. Chair, I move that we forward this to the House floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Esquivel moves that House Bill 2064 be sent to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any questions? Any questions that Rafi can answer for you? Seeing none. Katie, can you call the roll, please?
Representative Gilman.
Aye.
Representative Holby.
Aye.
Representative Kitts. Representative Chalfour.
Aye.
Kitts is excused.
So don't call me. Representative Shields.
Aye.
Representative Escobar.
Aye.
Chair Brown.
Aye. Motion carries.
I will, but we can't put it on the consent. You think it needs to go to... Oh, I saw the chair looking at me.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to decide whether to put it on the consent calendar or not. But
I think we should.
Okay.
It's unanimous vote.
Representative Schaffler moves that we place the 2064 on the consent calendar. Is there any objection? Seeing none, it's on the consent calendar. Okay, I'm going to open a public hearing on House Bill 2255, and Janet, can you give us a rundown on the bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I don't believe anyone has signed up. This bill came from Legislative Council Office and is a technical fix to an error that was made in the drafting of a bill that transferred the manufactured structure deed record and titling program from the Department of Transportation under DMV to the Department of Consumer and Business Services. The transfer takes effect as of May 1st. The bill contained a mistaken reference to a statute that will be repealed when the legislation takes effect, and House Bill 2255 corrects that one reference.
And there's no one signed up, that's right?
No, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you, Jim. Does the committee have any questions? Representative Escobar.
I think this is a very good bill because, it solidifies what we have done in the past here, where we took that out of the DMV, because what the complications were when these individuals would turn over a manufactured home, they had to go through a DMV process, which made it very cumbersome and lengthy. So I think this will be this is just a house cleaning, keeping wording situation and correcting of an error, and the whole process itself is very, very sound, and I think it makes sense for Oregonians.
Representative Shaw.
Yeah, just briefly. I definitely supported moving them from the DMV to the DCBS. But the question is, the initial intent was this reference to this statute should have been this. That's correct? That's all we're doing.
Mr. Chair and Representative Schaffler, ORS 308-253 will be repealed.
Right.
Is repealed in the bill, and that repeal will take effect in May of 2005. And the time period described will be in ORS 446-736, which is the building codes.
And if we left it where it was, this whole thing would be repealed. Is that correct?
If the reference was not corrected,
that's all we're really doing. It's moving it from one part of the statute. It's going to be repealed into another part of the statute that will not be repealed.
Correct.
In other words, keeping the intent of the original bill.
Correct.
Okay, thanks.
Is there anyone in the audience that would like to testify on House Bill 2255? John says no. Okay. Is there any other questions? And then we'll close the public hearing on House Bill 2255 and open a work session on House Bill 2255. Representative Escobar.
Mr. Chair, I recommend that we move 2285 to the House floor with a due pass recommendation.
2255. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Representative Escobar moves House Bill 2255 to the floor to do pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, Katie, please call the roll.
Representative Holby.
Aye.
Representative Chalfour.
Aye.
Representative Shields.
Aye.
Representative Escobar.
Aye.
Representative Gilman.
Yes.
Chair Brown.
Aye. Having received unanimous vote, House Bill 2255 is sent to the floor to do pass recommendation. Do we, Representative Esquivel?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I recommend that we put this on the consent calendar since this is just a housekeeping item.
Thank you. Representative Esquivel moves we place 2255 on the consent calendar. Is there any objection? Seeing none, it's on the consent calendar. We'll open a public hearing on House Bill 2263. Janet?
Mr. Chair, this is a similar situation. That it's a technical fix. The date, you can see the date on the bottom of the first page. This is also a correction as a result of Senate Bill 468 from last session that transfers the manufactured housing registration program from DMV to building codes and DCBS. The effective date is May 1st, 2005 of the legislation, and House Bill 2255 merely corrects the date reference to reflect the May 2005 effective date of the transfer. You can see it on the bottom of page one, and the whole rest of the bill is existing law.
So that's the only change, right on line 30.
I believe that's the only place that the date is included.
My copy looks like you got run over.
In the transfer, I'm moving it.
Moving it from the DMV.
I see the tire print on it.
The tire track.
And Mr. Chair, both of these bills, I didn't tell you on House Bill 2255, both these bills have an effective emergency clause with an effective date on passage, again, so that they can take effect before the May 1st, 2005 effective date of the transfer. So these are corrections that need to take effect.
Can I have a copy?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
On passage.
Can I have a copy?
No one signed up for this one either?
No, Mr. Chair.
Is there anyone in the audience that wants to testify on House Bill 2263? John says no again. Is there any discussion? And then we'll close the public hearing on 2263 and open a work session on House Bill 2263.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Schaffer. Oh, those kids. Representative Kitts.
Hey, I'm here.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I would move 2263 to the floor of the due pass recommendation.
Representative Kitts moves House Bill 2263 to the floor of the due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, Katie, will you call the roll?
Representative Kitts.
Aye.
Representative Schaffer.
Aye.
Representative Shields.
Aye.
Representative Esquivel.
Aye.
Representative Gilman.
Aye.
Representative Colby.
Aye.
Chair Brown.
Aye. Motion carries. To the consent calendar again. Representative Schaffer moves 2263 be placed on the consent calendar. Is there any objection? If not, it's done. We'll open a public hearing on House Bill 2189. Janet, again, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 2189 specifies that the final wages earned by an employee but paid to the employee's spouse or dependent after the death of the employee are counted as wages in determining benefits under the public employee retirement system. This bill also contains an emergency clause. Mr. Chair, Oregon wage laws already specify that upon the death of an employee, their back pay is payable to the survivors. And the state payroll system has always calculated and paid the PERS contribution on these final wages paid to the family of the deceased. However, a PERS statute specifies that payments made on account of an employee's death are not PERS subject earnings. And PERS has interpreted this sentence to mean that wages paid after the death of the employee are not subject to PERS. House Bill 2889 would resolve this conflict by adding specific language in the PERS statutes. Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I believe it's John Radford is here. I'm not sure.
John Radford and Morning, Steve.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is John Radford. I'm State Controller, Department of Administrative Services. I won't repeat what Janet said and what you have before you. I'll just make myself available to answer any questions. We support the bill.
Thank you. Steve, anything?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Steve Delaney, Legislative Coordinator for PERS. Again, this is an administrative issue for us. We recognize the conflict between the two statutes. It does not have any administrative cost to PERS. We've handed out some testimony that indicates that the number of deaths impacted is very small on an annual basis. We're here to answer any questions as well.
Representative Shaw.
Thank you. The money we're talking about would then be covered under PERS, correct? And currently under statute, it's not.
Mr. Chair, Representative Shaw, that is correct.
Any other questions? I think everyone's satisfied. Thank you, gentlemen, for testifying.
Thank you.
Okay, and that's no one else there. Any questions on the bill?
But I'll move it.
We're going to hang on to this one.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Hold over. We'll close the public hearing on House Bill 2189 and open a public hearing on House Bill 2153. Okay, Janet.
Mr. Chair, House Bill 2153 is at the request of the Department of Consumer and Business Services and would update a reference, actually delete an incorrect reference to a federal publication that's used to determine the rate of interest that's paid to a borrower on their escrow impound that they're required to pay into when they have a real estate loan. It clarifies the description of the U.S. Treasury bills that are used for the basis of the calculation. And, Mr. Chair, Mr. Lanter is here from the DCBS Finance and Corporate Securities Division.
Okay. Could we have Floyd Lanter, please? Okay.
Chair Brown, members of the committee, good morning. For the record, my name is Floyd Lanter. I'm the administrator for the Division of Finance and Corporate Securities, a member of the Department of Consumer and Business Services. This legislative proposal simply revises Chapter 86 of the Oregon Revised Statutes, Section 245, which requires financial institutions to pay interest on escrow impounds, those funds that financial institutions require of real estate borrowers to pay into an escrow account to cover property taxes, fire insurance, etc. The language of the current law ties the interest rate to be paid to the 13-week or 3-month U.S. Treasury bill average auction rate as quoted in a statistical publication produced by the Federal Reserve known as H15. That publication still exists, however, they stopped publishing the rate for the 13-week or 3-month U.S. Treasury bill back in July of 2000. For that reason, this change to the statute substitutes the average auction rate, quote, as published by the U.S. Treasury Bureau of Public Debt. There is another change in this proposal, and that is just a reordering of the language in the statute so it's easier to read. The proposed language starts with a definitional section and then addresses the payment of interest on escrow impounds on a rate based upon the average auction rate. The language is identical to the language in the current law, just simply reorganized for simplicity of reading. These proposed changes in the statute are technical or housekeeping in nature and do not impact revenues or expenditures. As such, I respectfully request the committee support the bill and to send it to the floor of the House with a due pass recommendation. Thank you. Stand ready to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you, Floyd. Is there any questions? Don't see any. Thank you very much for your testimony. Is there any? That was all we had signed up, right?
Yes.
Okay, is there anyone else here who'd like to testify on House Bill 2153? Is there any discussion? Seeing none, we'll close the public hearing on House Bill 2153, open a work session on 2153. Representative Kitts.
Mr. Chair, I would move House Bill 2153 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Kitts moves House Bill 2153 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, Katie, will you call the roll, please?
Representative Shoffler.
Aye.
Representative Shields.
Aye.
Representative Esposito.
Aye.
Representative Gilman.
Aye.
Representative Colby.
Aye.
Representative Kitts.
Aye.
Chair Brown.
Aye. Motion carries.
Mr. Chair?
Representative Kitts.
I would move that 2189, as a result of its nature, be placed on the consent calendar.
2153.
Excuse
Thank you,
me.
Sir.
House
Bill 21. Representative Kitts moves that we place House Bill 2153 on the consent calendar. Is there any objection? Seeing none, so the consent calendar. The chair would ask that the rules be suspended so as to allow Representative Kitts to vote on House Bill 2063, 2064, 2255. Is there any objection?
Seeing none.
Seeing none. Representative Kitts, how do you vote on House Bill 2063?
I would vote aye.
Representative Kitts votes aye on 2063. On House Bill 2064?
I would vote aye.
Representative Kitts votes aye on House Bill 2064. On House Bill 2255?
Aye.
Representative Kitts votes aye on House Bill 2255. Thank you. And I'll open a work session for the introduction of a committee bill. Did we?
Mr. Chair, those were distributed to your, this LC was distributed to your offices yesterday.
And LC draft 1246, and again, I would tell the committee that sponsoring this as a committee bill in no way means as an indication of your support or opposition to any bill that might derive from it.
Is the chair ready to entertain a motion to refer this to LC to be assigned a number at this time?
Yeah, Representative Kitts, yes, I'd like a motion.
I would move that we refer 1246 to LC to be assigned.
Okay. Representative Kitts moves that we introduce LC 1246 as a committee bill. Is there any objection? Seeing none, it will be introduced as a committee bill. Janet, do we have anything else?
Mr. Chair, I do have one more thing to distribute. It's the response to when Maureen Bach was here, the chair of the board of the Workers' Compensation Board. There was a question related to how cases are processed, and it doesn't relate to any bill today or any bill specifically, but there's the answer to the response. Question. And Mr. Chair, one other thing is that I believe floor session will be scheduled for 8:30 on Friday, so the committee meeting will be at 9 and the floor session.
Representative Kitts.
Mr. Chair, I'd just like to thank the committee for their indulgence on allowing me to vote for the bills that I missed. I apologize for being late. I had a prior obligation that I ran late. So thank you to the committee.
Representative, Representative Esquivel.
Just for our young audience here, I just want to let you know that we don't zip through these bills just because they're here. We actually bring the bills with us, and we've studied them the night before. So we actually, we're not just rubber stamping things. We actually have read these bills and understand what the impacts are with the taxpayer, the state of Oregon, and what effect it has on you as the constituency in the state.
Mr. Chair, may I comment to that?
Yeah, Representative Shoffler.
If you want to see a debate and some serious heated testimony from opposing sides, I recommend you come to the Water Committee this afternoon. We will be seeing the fluoridation House Bill 20.
Headlock right
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
Yeah, watch it. You're pretty.
Are all you kids from San Am Christian, or are you from some other school from San Am Christian?
Huh. Make sure you get
welcome to the Capitol.
Welcome. Yeah.
Yeah. And anything else? We are adjourned now.
That was tough.
Man. Did you show up for 5 minutes?